everybody. I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
Welcome back to Believe in Colts. I'm Lawrence Owen, and today we are going to go over another free agency position group for the Indianapolis Colts, and that will be the tight end position group. This position group has, shall I say, some ups, some downs, some question marks, and then some interest, obviously, going into the draft. There's a little interest when it comes to free agency, and then, of course, current players on the roster. And we are going to get into that right now. But first, before I do, I got to remind everybody that BetOnline is still your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, NFL, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember, use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. So as I get into this episode, I got to let everybody know. Okay, so in January, I believe it was back in January, one of the Indianapolis Colts tight ends, Andrew Ogletree, also known Drew, a man who I've interviewed a few times, had the pleasure of doing a face-to-face interview at training camp, wonderful young man. There was allegations against him, okay, on basically, you know, domestic violence allegations against him. And throughout, as soon as it dropped, there were so many fans out there that said, drop him. We don't need him. Anyone who does that to somebody, just drop him. Drop him, drop him. You know, he's going to jail, drop him. And there were some that was like, had the wait and see, you know, aspect of it. I personally kept very close eye on that situation. And I was of the aspect of, look, we're going to wait and see. Allegations are allegations. People were like, but he was arrested, so they got evidence. No, when it comes to domestic violence, they automatically arrest you. I explained that. That is a law in Indiana. Okay, you are arrested. He was set on bail, but not until after he saw a judge, bunch of other stuff, all that. Well, it came to a conclusion today in a statement issued by his agent. Today, the state of Indiana filed an unconditional dismissal of all charges against Andrew Ogletree. While the preliminary investigations may have led to an arrest, that was only the start of the investigation process. Law enforcement officials continued their investigation into the facts of the case. And after completing their review of the evidence, the Hendricks County prosecutor dismissed the case. The prosecutor dismissed it. Andrew has always maintained his innocence, and he has been fully exonerated. Andrew would like to thank Hendricks County Prosecutor's Office and the Avon Police Department for their professionalism and their never-ending pursuit of the truth. Additionally, Andrew deeply appreciates his friends, families, and the fans who stood by him during these proceedings. Finally, Andrew is forever grateful to his attorneys who believed in his innocence and fought tirelessly for today's results. Again, allegations do not mean anything in today's world, especially when it's a celebrity, right? Allegations could just mean, you know, someone don't like you and they make allegations about it. And they're trying to get back at you. That's how people do. Now, I'm not saying he could have done it. He absolutely could have done it, but he didn't. Okay. That's what the process is all about. The process of finding out the truth. If he did something, then he has to pay the consequences. If he didn't, then his name should not be smeared through the mud, but it already has, right? Because of, as soon as it came out, people automatically made assumptions that he was guilty and that he needed punished, and they wanted nothing to do with it. If someone said that about you, and it wasn't true, how would you feel if everyone around you automatically assumed that what was alleged actually happened if it didn't, right? So we have to let the process go through, let the investigation go through, and that is the end result for Andrew Ogletree. I'm extremely happy for the young man. I'm glad that he has been exonerated and that the case was dismissed, because the Indianapolis Colts absolutely need this young tight end. He is a playmaker. He's very good at blocking. He's good up the middle. We're going to get into more about that in a minute. But yeah, I had to put that in there since this is the tight ends episode and the information dropped today. Absolutely needed to talk about that. So with that being said, the Indianapolis Colts have five tight ends on the roster. Five tight ends. And these are all 53-man starting tight ends. 53-man roster tight ends, right? Flat out. Oh, my goodness. At the aforementioned Andrew Ogletree, Mo Alie-Cox, Will Mallory, Kylan Granson, and then, of course, that other guy, right? That other guy who didn't even play last year, Jelani Woods. So that's a situation that we got to keep an eye on. And a lot of people are like, well, the tight ends, we don't have an alpha. We need an alpha. Well, Jelani Woods didn't play at all last year. Andrew Ogletree only played 9 games, right? Or 12 total, right? He was hurt some of the time. Will Mallory was injured some of the time. Kylan Granson was injured some of the time, you know. And then, like I said, Jelani Woods didn't play at all. So we had a lot of injuries throughout the year. And we also had a quarterback that had issues throwing the football to tight ends. He was throwing them way off target, overthrowing, throwing it behind them, throwing it in places that they had a hard time catching. It's a situation. We, in my opinion, we have a very strong tight end group. Does that mean that we shouldn't go out and add a weapon? No. That does not mean we don't need, we shouldn't go out and add a weapon. I'm just saying that we are pretty deep at tight end right now. And with the press conference the head coach Shane Steichen put out today or yesterday, I can't remember exactly when it was. I watched it this morning. You know, he's very happy with the depth that the Indianapolis Colts have at tight end, and said that he feels that as a group, it is a very, very good group. But again, there's always names out there, and I'm not going to get into the draft because this isn't about the draft. We'll talk about draft on a different episode. We're going to talk about free agency, and there are some names in free agency right now. Some serious names, okay? Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, Mike Gesicki. Wait a minute. Those are all former Patriots. Every one of those tight ends, who in my opinion, all three of them are good tight ends, have all played for the New England Patriots at one time or another over the last 2 years. Over the last 2 years. Jonnu Smith played for Atlanta this past year, but played for the New England Patriots before that. Hunter Henry just came off his 3 years with the Patriots. Mike Gesicki obviously was with New England last year. But those ain't the only three guys. I mean, there is a list of names, right? Gerald Everett, good tight end. Noah Fant is a guy who, the young receiving tight end. Austin Hooper, you know, who's been out. Smith Jr., who played for Cincinnati last year, but was with Minnesota Vikings before that. Jeff Swain, right? Jimmy Graham and Mercedes Lewis, both these guys pushing 40, are still out there. Now, there are other names, but those are some of the bigger names that I can think of. C.J. Uzomah, I forgot about him. Let's drop his name in there, too. He just cleared the 30 mark, 31, I think, last year. But these are some names that are out there right now in the free agency market. And quite frankly, I think we have a Hunter Henry, Gesicki, and Jonnu Smith style guys younger on the team already, right? I feel like Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, Mike Gesicki, they're all kind of the medium build, can block, and can run seam routes. And those are guys very similar, in my opinion, to guys like Drew Ogletree, right? Because he was exonerated, he is a Colt. I feel like he is a guy who, when healthy and with a quarterback who knows how to lead a tight end, because let's face it, there's a difference what we saw between Anthony Richardson and Minshew when it came to the tight ends. When it came to the tight ends, it seemed like Anthony Richardson would lead these guys on seam routes and crossing routes and post routes beautifully, right? Occasionally an overthrow, but he seen them more often. And because they're in the middle of the field leading away, his arm strength was able to get the ball in the tight positions, which allowed to make more plays, more throws towards them. Whereas, you know, last year, I feel like the loss on that was more from Minshew rather than the tight ends, being that Minshew was wildly overthrowing or throwing behind multiple times. And he just didn't have the arm strength to get in the tighter situations, okay, down the field, between safeties, things of that nature. You know, he wanted a guy who was wide open, all right? That's who he was trying to throw to all the time. Sometimes if you just had a step on a guy and you're leading away from him, he wouldn't throw the football because his arm strength had an issue there, right? And it would lead to a pass breakup or an interception. Whereas if Anthony Richardson is playing, he's not afraid to take those shots. I think you'll see a huge jump in the production at tight end with Anthony Richardson at the helm. Hopefully Anthony Richardson can stay healthy the entire year, and then we should see that massive jump. I don't think the Indianapolis Colts really need any of these free agency tight ends. Most of these guys are somewhere between 26 and, like I said earlier, near 40. Most of the guys like Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, Mike Gesicki, they're 28 to 30 years old. Okay. That's on the higher end of the tight end spectrum. I do not want those guys. We already have one, Mo Alie-Cox, who's getting near the 30 mark. And I want to stay and keep us young whenever possible. All right. Unless they have been with the team for a while and are still producing. That's the only way I would sign somebody in a position like that over the age of 30 years old. You know, they already know the system, know the players around them, know the quarterback, and, you know the team. Okay, and it's still producing. Outside of that, I don't feel like that is a situation that would benefit the Indianapolis Colts at all. Not to say that these guys are trash and they shouldn't go to a team somewhere. Absolutely. Just about everyone except for maybe. I would not be surprised if Jimmy Graham and Mercedes Lewis found jobs even near the age of 40, okay, because they have been productive over their time. But you got guys like Robert Tonyan Jr. and Jeff Swain, you know, young guys like Irv Smith and, you know, Noah Fant, Austin Hooper, all these guys, they're going to go somewhere. But Indy don't need them because they have depth already, okay? And I don't see any of these guys producing more than what the Indianapolis Colts tight ends currently right now sitting at. People are going to be like, well, we already need to drop a tight end. We got five on the roster. We played with four on the 53-man all year. All year we had There were times we had four tight ends, but only three wide receivers playing. Okay. I feel like this group, this offensive mindset for the Indianapolis Colts is going to be more bent around tight ends and the running back quarterback combo than they are around the wide receivers. And you're like, I get it. You know, that, oh no, you know, you need receivers for, you know, deep threats and stuff of that nature, big plays. I get it. I understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, when you have a dual threat with Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor, you have dual threat quarterback, and then you stack on top of him a specimen like Jonathan Taylor. You want guys out there who are going to be blocking and being able to go out for receptions, both with the same look, because we've seen what Shane Steichen's play calls are like, right? You can have the exact same look offensively and yet have three or four different plays played out of that look, that, you know. So, in my opinion, you want guys who can block and go out for receptions both. Now, the good thing about some of the Colts wide receivers, we got wide receivers that can do that as well. Obviously, Michael Pittman Jr., tough SOB, able to catch, go out for receptions, and he's also not afraid to put his helmet down and block, you know, Alec Pierce, another receiver guy who is a stud at blocking and is a deep threat target that Anthony Richardson could have this upcoming season. I'm not saying that our young second-year wide receiver could not be out there in those situations. Obviously, he could, but he hasn't shown, you know, the blocking ability that the other two receivers have yet. He's mostly a slot guy. Oh, he's kind of a small dude. Now, I'm not saying that he can't block or he shouldn't block. I'm just saying, you know, he's more of a kind of a slot receiver who's kind of able to dink and dunk underneath and make big plays that way rather than blocking downfield. He's going to draw a guy away from the play rather than face up on him and block him. Much similar to the way T.Y. would do. He'd just run his guy out of the play on run plays or on screen plays or something of that nature rather than just, you know, man up block. I mean, not that they won't. I'm just saying, you know, it is what it is. Now, here's the biggest thing that I've noticed is that people don't understand why Mo Alie-Cox is still on the team. The reason why, first off, veteran leadership. Got a very young group out there at tight end. Incredibly young, right? Currently, right now, only 3 years experience is, you know, outside of Mo Alie-Cox. And that's Granson, right? Jelani Woods and Drew Ogletree have 2 years experience. Really, Jelani Woods is just coming off of 1 year experience because he wasn't even playing last year. Then Will Mallory's walking into his second year. Very, very young. Mo Alie-Cox, this is his last year on his contract. He's going to be on the team. He may get cut. Who knows? You know, as long as all the other four tight ends are healthy when the season starts and the 53-man roster is being, you know, drawn up, during cuts, maybe Mo gets cut. It's possible because I don't see the Colts keeping five guys. I don't see them keeping five tight ends on the roster. But you got to remember, we still got OTAs, mini camp, training camp, preseason. Out of five guys, someone's probably going to end up getting hurt. That's just, it is what it is. Somebody's probably going to get hurt, and that's going to free up that spot. Okay. Now, if they do reach that limit and there's, you know, all five guys are healthy and playing well, someone's got to be released. And that, you know, yeah, where do you go from there? I know a lot of you will be pointing at Mo Alley Cox on that situation. I'm not saying that I fully agree. I think he's still a really good blocker. He came back to being a very good blocker last year. Okay. And he made a few catches when targeted and the ball was within reach. He made the play on the ball. Y'all remember when he made that touchdown catch? That was absolutely freaking beautiful last year. But I feel like Granson is our best all-around tight end currently. And then after that, I feel like Drew Ogletree is number two. Okay. I really do feel that way. Look, Jelani Woods has a lot that he can work with. And his ceiling is very high, but he's still very inexperienced. He didn't even play a whole lot when in his rookie season. And then he missed last season as well. Makes you worry a little bit about him. And then Will Mallory showed flashes last year, but had a problem staying healthy as well. And not a very good blocker at tight end either is Will Mallory. So, you know, Granson and Ogletree and Mo Alley Cox, those are your guys who are your solid blocking tight ends who can also go out for catches if needed. I think that's where I'm looking at. Look, do you want any of these guys that I mentioned in free agency for the Colts to sign and bring in as, you know, extra body? You know, do you feel like there's still an alpha out there in free agency? Do you think Hunter Henry's still an alpha, or Jonnu Smith, CJ Uzuma, Mike Gesicki, Austin Hooper, Robert Tonyan, Gerald Everett, any of these guys, Noah Fant, any of these guys you feel like is an alpha and could come in and play like a top three tight end in the league? All right. Or a top five tight end in the league. Let me know in the comments. Let me know your thoughts. And what are your thoughts on the current situation with the tight ends? I really do feel like the quarterback play hampered the tight end production last year. And that we will see a rejuvenation of that when it comes to, you know, targets and receptions and yards this upcoming season, if Anthony Richardson is fully healthy. Look, I want to thank everybody for watching and listening. I will be dropping my next one here pretty soon. I'm Lawrence Owen. This was Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. And as usual, go Colts.
Do you believe?